Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to pronounce myself engineer extraordinaire.
The double E?
The double E. It's just now it's second nature. It's second nature to put stuff together. And,
second nature
connect
to, kick,
things
a, to and kick a plug.
To Did you hear it when I did that?
Of course. It's you're going and you say, everything sound good.
That's the only part I haven't really mastered. The simple act of power.
The simple
from all
act
of this
of kindness.
Well, no, and what it is is he going to be wound up today?
No.
Oh, we do have a guest, so.
Yeah, of course. Do you want to introduce your guest, or,
oh,
or is this a silent?
No, it's not. It's not a, what is this, your, a silent
is
partner.
This is your. So this is your
classmate
junior
cohort.
College degree that you're getting?
Yes,
what's
yes.
This has to do with that? What's
Chris
going
Larson
on?
Is here, and she is the Senior Director of Strategic Operations for the Robert H. Smith School of Business.
Hey!
So she's a...
Thank you.
She's like a play... So you're being evaluated today.
No.
Mike, he gets
no, this
two
is
credits.
A, you, this, I thought, was another student coming in. This is not another student. This is a player.
She is. She's one of my classmates.
One of your classmates.
And cohort 15.
Okay. But you work at the school also, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
At
I'm
what
nervous
point?
Now.
Really?
I thought it was just a student. I didn't know she worked there.
And when you're getting an MBA, are you really
you get
still
free tuition?
A classmate?
Do you get free tuition?
We get some tuition remission, yeah. Some help.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Make it.
What, Rob?
I say, do you ever stop being a classmate? That sounds very much like third grade when you say, well, here's Oscar's classmate. You know, they're
classmate.
They're getting their master's together. I don't want to diminish it. They're studying together.
Let me say that we are all in favor of anyone pursuing a higher education. Mm. And Oscar, we have supported him 1,000%. As a matter of fact, we're supporting him so much that we're jumping through hoops all the time for him. We reschedule the show for him. We travel for him. We do different things for him. All for him. It's all about him.
It is.
And and we'll be talking about that later on in the broadcast. And so we're happy to have you here. And I hope by the end of this program, are you staying for both the bonus and the regular show today, or just the regular show?
If you'll have me,
both
here.
Of them. Oh, if you're staying for the bonus show, I can't make any guarantees.
Okay.
I'm afraid that that's the real us that we share with our listening audience every week. And
she understands. Okay. I primed her. I primed her with some. Just directive. And she's listened to the show before she's come in, so.
All right. What did you say about me?
I said that, you're the most talented mimic in the world.
I think the most important thing,
you called
thing,
me a
Mike,
mimic?
No.
That's what Liddy used to call me, you son of a...
Oh, no. No.
Mimic! Mike O'Mara is the most skilled mimic I've ever seen in my life. I hated that.
I think the best thing that Oscar said is when he came in and he said, and this is Rob, and this is Pony, and Mac, what's your real name?
Well, let's not dawdle because it's time to get to our mailbag. It's not about us. It's not about Oscar. It's about you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So painful.
One time.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, baby.
Sorry, I have all my toys hooked up again today.
You did a good job.
I apologize. We begin with sincere birthday greetings to our number one fan in Reno, Laker Toby. What a cool name
that
is.
It's a great name.
Laker Toby, we have a message to his wife, Kathy. Please buy this poor man the TMOS bonus package that he always wants. Be a classy broad and help a brother out. Kisses. Next week, Vancouver, Washington native James Sagan turns 29. He left the Pacific Northwest and now lives in Fairfax, Virginia, the former home of WJFK. Many, many good hours spent at 10800 Main
yes,
Street.
Yes, indeed.
Nice.
Mm.
Yes, rumor has it, if the wind is blowing just right, you can still smell G. Gordon Liddy's mustache all the way up Lee Highway. Happy birthday, James. And a happy birthday this week to Matt Magnuson. Oh, I wonder if Matt Magnuson's ever been down to Annapolis, because if he's on the way to the Bay Bridge, Matt Magnuson can stop by the Whitehall Inn and sample some of those fabulous fruit fritters. Thank you. Anyway, Matt Magnuson, who forever cemented his place in history as the guy who kept changing his birth date on Facebook so that Rob would mindlessly wish him a happy birthday.
Nice.
Nearly every week.
He did for over a year, Mike.
His real birthday was June 1st, and it was lovely. Anyway, now it's on to the mailbag. It's this first letter comes to us, says, "Hi, Rob, Mike, and Oscar. As a devoted and longtime TMOS fan, I was touched when my 13-year-old Annie Hankin asked me for only one thing for her birthday on June 3rd, a shout-out from your show."
Oh,
Annie!
Nice. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Way to go, Annie. I love that name, Annie. That's terrific. Well, Annie Hankin, you're a smart 13-year-old listening to this show, and we get them from the womb to the tomb, and we're very happy to have you. A shout-out from your favorite show, and Annie, have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Next letter, does this go on about
it does,
Annie?
It continues, yes.
Wow. As a second-generation fan who really gets it, I think she's deserving. You may recall that she put a TMOS hat on the Bridge of Locks in Paris. Hey, are they tearing that down?
Yeah, just taking the locks off because they weigh so much.
Isn't that just like the French? Isn't that just like the French? They got one great thing that the Tourons like to go over there and do, and they want to go F it up for everybody.
Well, ideally,
that sucks.
They should just take some off, and then, you know, when it gets back full, they just take it off again.
Yeah. Does it probably, you know, I didn't read about it, obviously. That's why I think all Americans, when they speak about the French, they should do so mindlessly. I will say this, that they probably say, "Well, we fear that the locks will create a weight that will damage the structure, and it will make the river bridge go into the river."
You know what? Maybe the fact is they were so busy leaning over for Hitler, they didn't build a strong enough bridge.
God, you have to go back.
How dare you?
Yes, how dare
Damn.
You.
Damn.
Just a thought.
Oscar always defending the French. Anyway, she put a TMOS hat on the Bridge of Locks in Paris last summer to show her love. I was obviously proud of her request and relieved because it costs a hell of a lot less than the iPhone that I thought she would ask for. Oh, get her the iPhone anyway.
Yeah. Come on. So,
hey, my daughters, have they reached out? Have
they reached out day of.
Oh, they did? Oh,
yeah,
good.
Nice.
Okay, good start.
Back and forth on text. It was nice.
Since we will be vacationing in New England this summer, I thought perhaps Dick Queasy could give her some pointers. Does he still honor his birthday club cards? Well, hello. this Dick Queasy, and by golly, we're up here in the Great White North, and I'll tell you, well, that's normally what they call Canada. This is vacation land, the Pine Tree State. Well, I just want to say to 13-year-old Annie Hankin that if she makes her way up to Sicktamy, Maine, and drops by Dick Queasy's discarded seafood, I'll give her some discarded hush puppies, slightly ammoniated lobster, and one of our famous used patty hats that we got from Patty City's dumpster about 3 weeks ago. She should enjoy
Patty City, of course.
Patty City, fantastic. So, Annie Hankin, happy birthday to you, dear. I hope you have a good one, and you take care of it and listen to your mom and dad as long as you can. Thank you. Moving along, hello, boys. My sweetheart, Ken Horn. Great name. Great name, Ken Horn. Who's doing the collating tonight? It's Ken Horn. Hi, Ken Horn. How are you?
Also, maybe a little bit like an AM news guy.
Definitely.
Hey, stay tuned at 10:08 for Around the Horn with Ken Horn.
1010 WINS, Ken Horn with you, celebrating birthdays on June 1st. He is now number 70. Oh, he's number 70. What does that mean?
That's his 70th birthday, but you referred to
him. Oh, he's actually 70? We got a 13-year-old and a 70-year-old?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great. That's Sam Huff's number, too. A gal couldn't ask for a better guy. He drove me to both Reno's live show and never said a single word when I staggered in at 4 a.m. after partying with the TMOS gang. He also drove me and Stephanie Matulich. Oh, Matulich.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
She's everywhere.
To and from the airport when we traveled to D.C. for the second State Theater live show. So for all his support of my obsession with TMOS, can he have a birthday shout-out from Bill Clinton? Thank you very much. That's from Kate Matthews. Okay, here we go.
Mr. President.
Oh,
there's quite a controversy with my wife running for president. You know, she's taking all the daggers that I used to take, and it's really deflecting all of the energy off of me.
Do you know?
Doesn't bother me a bit. I'm in Chappaqua.
You know, who'd be a great campaign manager for her.
Who's that?
Ken Horn.
Ken Horn. Yeah. Put a Y on for savings. Thank you very much.
All right, moving right along. Hi, guys. Please take the time to wish my wife, Connie Hanna, a happy birthday, June 7th. I cannot divulge her age for fear of a Harry's razor permanently embedded in my jugular. We cannot believe how often something will happen, and one of us will say, Mike would have loved that, and the other person knows that we are talking about you. That's nice.
Isn't
Thank
it?
You. What a sweet letter. Even though there are plenty of other Mikes that we actually see on a semi-regular basis, that is how much TMOS is a part of our lives. Keep up the funny, and thank you for brightening each and every day. Sincerely, George Hanna. That's very nice, George. I appreciate that. Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar, and the rest of the gang. I would like to congratulate Mike on his daughter's high school graduation this past Friday. I've been an avid listener for over 20 years, and as luck would have it, was sitting about four rows behind Mike and Carla during the ceremony.
How about that?
Behind us. There was a guy that came up and said that was sitting in front of me. I didn't know there was somebody behind us. But it was
Mike,
interesting.
Mike, you're a superstar.
Yeah.
Right. Was it before That's exactly or after right. the commencement address that you delivered?
All I know is there were a lot of people at that graduation. Lots of people.
Tremendous amount. Some of them drive in from Leesburg.
Yes, it was wonderful. So he was behind me. Well, that's terrific. I've known our daughters went to school together since 2012. Oh. At that time, I was the girls' varsity tennis coach, and one of my players had to miss a match because she was in the school play. I later heard on the podcast that your daughter Catherine was in her school play, and it was the same show. It seemed too much of a coincidence, so I asked my daughter, Alicia, or is Alicia?
Alicia.
All right. Let me see. Just have Oscar pronounce it. Anyway, if she knew Catherine, and she said no, but I have a second block with her sister Lizzie. Okay, that's where it's my daughter Elizabeth, and that's what her friends call her. I'm not allowed to call her that.
Really?
I cannot call her Lizzie. If I do, it's like Dad. Just like that quickly too. It's like, hi, Lizzie. Dad. So it's been fun these past 2 years hearing you talk about your daughters and their school. Knowing it was also my daughter's school, I wanted to introduce myself at the ceremony, but decided you were there to enjoy Elizabeth's day, not be bothered by pesky listeners. I would have loved you to come up and say hi. Anyway, Alicia turned 18 on June 2nd, so I would love for you to sing your standard happy birthday song and wish her luck as she ventures to your home state, where she will be attending Florida State. Oh, that's good. Florida State University in West North Florida. thanks, and keep bringing the funny. Please know that your shows continue to help me get through my daily god-awful commute. Did I experience that last week? That's from Dan Smith. So for his daughter, Alicia, this is the standard birthday greeting. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Stalker.
All right, there you go, Alicia. Thank you. And our final letter comes to us. It says, I hope you guys are having a great June so far. My birthday is today, and I would just love to hear my name on the show. I keep hoping my husband, Peter, will make this happen as a surprise, but I don't want to take the chance. Love, love, love the show and the joy you guys bring to my getting up there life. What does that mean?
Because you're getting older.
An age?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Getting on up there.
I try not to make special requests, but maybe happy birthday in the voice of the Southern Bells. Hilarious. Oh, she knows right how to get to us, Oscar. She goes right to the ego of Rob and Mike, you know. Lots of love and thanks for letting me be part of the show family. Mary Lynn Hulbert White. Four names.
Yes.
Mary Lynn, well, she's got four names here. It says Mary Lynn Hulbert White. Isn't that just delightful, isn't it? That mean, could she have been married twice? Is that why she has that fourth name?
I would assume that one of them is a maiden name and one is the name she took of her husband.
Oh, well, I certainly enjoy a lovely birthday cake if it's homemade. I just can't abide anyone buying something like that from a store.
Do you know what Meriwether made for me on my last birthday?
What did he make for you?
A layer cake. Lemon layer cake. Nine layers tall with whipped cream and a raspberry filling.
That is so delicious. You know what goes well with that? A nice glass of sweet tea.
You bet it does. It really takes the edge off the heat. Are you hating the heat right now?
I cannot tell you how difficult it is. The other day, I thought Montgomery's arms were going to fall out of the sockets just fanning me. It was very, very frustrating.
I tell you what, by the time 4 o'clock rolls around and it's time for high tea, I have wilted. I truly have wilted.
And then, of course, there's the extra laundry that's required for that. Let me simply say Mary Lynn Hulbert White. What a lovely name that is, and I certainly hope you enjoy your birthday celebration. I don't think you'll get the cake with the raspberry filling that my good friend over here was telling you about, but I think it's a wonderful time to celebrate a birthday. June birthdays are the special ones, aren't they?
Except for one thing, the ice cream always melts.
That's true. But that's what our petticoats are for. And I don't even know what that means, but I do know. Stop the show, Rob, you hump, because we're done doing this bit.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world would go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
And, you know, with Hitler, the more I learn about that guy, the more I don't care for him.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by SiteLock. If you're responsible for your company's website or IT security, or you work with people who do, congratulations. You're smarter than everybody in our room right now.
True enough.
You need to listen to this message. How much would it cost your business if your website went down? Would you still have a job if you let hackers into your website? It's not a matter of if. There are people that are out there doing this each and every day. I've been hacked. I think Pony fears hacking every single day of his life.
I know fight hacking true. Every single day of my life.
He's living it.
That's right. Yeah. You fight hacking. SiteLock is the global leader in website security, and they make your website fast and secure. SiteLock's true speed content delivery increases your website speed by 50% on average. That's another bonus of doing business with SiteLock.com. SiteLock's true speed content delivery increases the speed, and also they protect you from breach. And it's that's the main thing. When you're dealing with this world right now, there are people that get up in the morning thinking about how they're going to screw you. So be aware of it. SiteLock's True Shield firewall blocks both network and application DDoS attacks with automatic triggering, which means your site stays up and running even during an attack. Here's what I want you to do. To get your first month of SiteLock free, just go to SiteLock.com, click on the banner at the top right corner, and enter TMOS. That's SiteLock.com. Click the banner and enter TMOS, or you can call them right now, 844-598-0600. That's 844-598-0600, and we thank SiteLock.
Awesome.
We love them. Welcome to the show. A very, very nervous time for me over the last 48 hours, and I'm very, very happy that technically everything has kind of sorted itself
out. You're in business, Mike. You're in business.
Oscar seems to be maintaining that I sound better up here than I did down there in FLA. So
it's clean. It is a truly clean signal. I mean, you sound great in Florida, too. Yeah. It's just there's a crispness that I think that was missing
maybe
before.
It's the crisp air. It's the crisp, cold north air that we have up here.
Cold, frozen internet up there. All the wires are cold.
I don't know. You did get cable finally, right?
I got cable. What do you mean cable?
Yeah, well, just in general, you said you got DirecTV.
I got my TV yesterday. Yeah, and I had a great time with the guy putting it in. He was fantastic. You're lonely up here. There's nobody up here. So, I mean, you're talking to people. a work person comes to the house, and I'm socializing with a guy all afternoon. And it's Maine, so.
Can you stay for drinks?
No, we actually. We're going to have lunch. It's so cool up here. I left him in the house. I said, we got to go out to run a few errands. Got to go to the Walmart. So we got to go into town. So, lock up on your way out. That's up here.
Now, did you take Michael with you or leave Michael with the guy?
Left Michael in the house.
I think
somewhere.
That's a good idea. Well, someone's got to watch the guy.
22 months old. He's fine. He had a rough morning. He is now spider monkey times 20.
Sure.
And he is crawling on everything. He's climbing everything with no sense of the fact that when you climb on certain things, you're going to fall. And today he had a scary fall. And,
what was he climbing?
Reality. He was climbing a chair. He was getting up on a chair and then he fell backwards and hit the back of his head. And now he speaks fluent Spanish, which is
until the next time he hits his head. When he does that, have you noticed? And this was one of the most shocking things when I became
a parent. I get scared because I see, is he lethargic? Does he?
It's horrible.
I worry about that. But he's screaming and crying, so he's.
But still what's
with
great
us.
Is when you realize that there are different cries, and one after one of Robert's greatest falls, it was the greatest pissed off cry I've ever heard. It wasn't a hungry cry. It wasn't a whining cry. That was a kid saying, "God damn it, I can't believe that happened." And kids have different cries for different things, but he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
Good.
I'm a bit of an overprotective father, so I get a little freaked out with the, being doting and just, and Carla sometimes has to step in and say, he's fine. This is a different deal here. I raised a couple of daughters, but I was a part-time dad for the daughters, but I was around when they were Michael's age. So, yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
What about those kid corrals? Where you put them in one of those corrals and they can just run around that little octagon.
Like
a cage.
The squared circle?
I think the squared circle. We have to come up with some alternatives here because today, after he climbed up on one of the chairs, and it's a big, heavy wooden chair, like
chair,
oak chair, and then
chair,
he fell back.
Chair, boat.
Dad got busted today because he likes to sit on my lap and look at the computer, and I show pictures of boats. And so today I put in, I think it was called the Miami Poker Run.
Uh-huh.
And I just put it in there because it was boats, fast boats. He likes to look at speed boats. And I put in Miami Poker Run, and Mrs. O'Mara was walking by right at the moment they switched from the super deluxe speedboats to the bikini competition that they had. I didn't do it on purpose. No. I swear to God.
You're
going
to have to teach him a new word, Mike, for that.
Yeah.
Boob, 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 boat, boat, boob. Well, he'll learn soon enough that it goes together in many, many parts of the country.
Yeah.
But he's fun. He's wonderful. It's great being up here, and I'm very, very happy to be up here and happy to spend a good 45 minutes of my evening evaluating one of our coworkers for his MBA program.
Yes, it's nice to have that put on our shoulders, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
well,
it was just...
they said and again, I appreciate both your I think the three of you did this,
yeah, Matthew,
right?
You're very
well.
Generous with
appreciate
the thank
it.
Yous. You're
appreciate
very liberal
it, yeah.
with the thank yous. You do this, and, you work very hard for the show, and, you're taking all of your newfound knowledge, and hopefully it's going to end up in my bank account, which
exactly.
is what I'm counting on.
It's
so we're happy with that.
Well, I thought he was going to dummy up fake diplomas for all of us since he's on the inside.
Let's really, it's time to really talk. And I, and Oscar has a guest. Would you like to introduce your guest again, please?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
We don't need to interview her. She can just sit there and observe.
It's all right.
There's a microphone in front of her, so what the heck?
her name is Chris Larson. She is a cohort mate of mine, and she
cohort
is
mate, Mike.
A cohort mate
yes.
of yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and she is
go back to classmate.
Senior director of strategic operations for the Robert H. Smith School of Business in the Office of Executive Programs. So.
Now, I'm going to tell you something about our boy Oscar. You know, I don't believe that he got a lot of people that are enthusiastic about your programs over there, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody that is all in more than he is.
Yeah,
he talks about it constantly. Constantly he is talking. And I got a brother-in-law that's got about 9 of these degrees, okay? I mean, I'm including Wharton and Harvard, okay?
Oh, they're good, too.
No, he sees me. Okay. He sees me, and I know this. I know this about him. I'll talk about my brother-in-law, Paul, who I love, who treats my mother like his own mother and has treated my nephew and my niece and my sister very well for many, many years. I believe they've been married. Are you ready for this? Polite applause since 1977.
Wow. Nice.
That's the year Elvis died.
Wonderful guy. But I know the drill. When I walk into the room, when I walk into a social situation, and Mr. Masters of Business Administration from, I think, Wharton, that's where he got his MBA, and then he's got a master's degree from some other specialty from Harvard Business School, so I don't know, and then he got his undergrad degree at Colgate, and he's a very bright guy, and I know he's bright, and he knows he's bright,
right.
And he knows that he's brighter than I am. He knows it. He knows it. He really does, and I know that he tries to. He could be talking about, well, the metrics that we saw last week of that particular case study was something. Oh, Mike's coming into the room. Hey, I understand that the ice cream parlor's got a new flavor this week. You know, so I'm supposed to walk in and go, DJ's here, DJ's here. So. So I'm around this, and then my niece's husband, he got himself one
we
of these
met him,
MBAs,
yeah.
Yes.
Bill, and now most recently my nephew Mike went and snatched one of these MBAs.
So from, Mike, this actually
from Dartmouth. I'm sorry to bring those schools up, but
Mike, this makes you special because you're the one.
Tuck, that's the name of the school. Tuck, am I right? Do I have that one right? There,
right,
see?
And the medicated pads.
That's
not it. Them, same place.
And that's why you are who you are, and you will never do anything except sit in that chair.
No, but I excelled at VCU. I mean, that was.
Did.
I mean, for those who can't get into Tuck, Mike, there's right. always VCU.
So, what were you at VCU? Fatso cum laude?
Oh, come on.
Were you magna cum laude?
I was, yes.
He was.
No, very good. I wasn't even close to that at American University.
Well, yeah, but it's a better school.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, seriously, every Tuesday at AU, I mean, my entire case study consisted of Wiedemann's or Iron City? Which is it going to be? That's what I would do. Oh, wow. Are we? Oh, my God. We're up on a break.
We are up on a break, yes.
All right. We'll come back and talk about the most recent hoop that we all had to jump through for Johnny Education over here. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Get smart.
They made up their minds.
Master. Are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know, Master.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little R2 unit?
I always thought it was a space station, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in DMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes, yes. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new, and all the galaxies are talking about it.
I updated yesterday, and I simply love it. An Android have I? Work for me, will it?
Absolutely. Both platforms. The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your galactic empire today.
We love it.
I love that. Nice. Who did that again, Rob?
That's Eric Quick, and what a brilliant job
he
did.
Thanks, buddy.
That's good stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we spend so much time talking about us here at CMOS. Let's talk about you for a moment. Are you happy? Are you getting enough sleep? Mm. Are you eating your vegetables? Is the commute wearing your ass out? I'm just curious about that. You have to take care of yourself. Occasionally treat yourself to the best things in life. You, my friends, should subscribe to the 2015 TMOS bonus package. And I'm gonna point something out to you. It's friggin' June, okay? It's friggin' June. Where have you been? Oscar, I've got to check the numbers with you again. We haven't talked about it in a while. Our bonus package push. Yes. We tweaked it a little bit about a month and a half ago. But yes. Where are we right now?
It's on my list of things to do this week to actually give you updated numbers.
Good. Okay. So I'm gonna pretend that the numbers weren't what I wanted them to be, and I want people to get that bonus.
If they were that material, if they actually moved the meter, I would have told you by now. Exactly. But I want to give you a direct number.
Well, listen, here's what you get: full access to all the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show at over a 25% savings, and it's a great way to support our favorite podcast. Yeah. Mine, yours, everybody's. Mm-hmm. It's waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Click on the banner mark TMOS bonus packages, and now you can even pay with a credit card the TMOS bonus packages because you are worth it, everybody. Welcome back to the show. All right, so Oscar is getting an MBA, and Oscar wanted us as his business cohorts to evaluate him.
Yes.
And do a little evaluation.
They said pick the most important people in your life.
Now, I have a question for you. The first thing that I want to know is, it's anonymous. No one will ever know. Right?
I'll never know who wrote what, yes.
Oh, thank God for that.
They aggregate and they take the answers to the questions, and I have a coach, an executive coach, that will go over this with me and say,
it's Joe Gibbs, Mike.
These are your strengths.
It's the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
Oh, that's who it is. Forgive me. I didn't know.
The most important thing is to apply yourself to the task at hand. I'm Vince Lombardi. Woo.
I'd say the Chiefs have a wonderful organization.
I'm pretty lucky because my executive coach is the assistant dean of the school, so I get to sit down with him.
And my boss.
And her boss.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Okay. So are you at the halfway mark right now? Are you?
No,
You're not nearly at the halfway mark.
I think we're a third in.
One third. A year from now,
we'll have graduated. Should be great.
When is the graduation date?
July 23rd, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I got some that day.
Yeah, I'm completely tied up that day.
We'll send a check.
I will have just gotten up here, you know.
Not to ask you to come down.
Maybe you could time it. Swing on
graduations.
By.
You know, I just went to the high school one, and I had a daughter in that. That's just, God.
The thing about high school,
a rapid one. There were like 280 kids
and they zip
in the
them
senior
through.
Class. It was, it was outside and they had a threat of a thunderstorm, so they zipped them right through. But I remembered that it can be problematic. I mean, graduation.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a long day, you know, not to diminish the,
it's very important. But, you know, Mike, if a June graduation outside is not hot enough, what they've done is they've solved the problem by moving it to July. And probably, I'm guessing, at noon, right? When the sun is high in the sky, that'll be good.
Do you have any input as to where they have the ceremony? Like maybe how about the green turtle or something?
Oh, that'd be good.
Chris, you could probably answer this better than I could. Where do they usually have the ceremony?
They usually have it at the Alumni Center. So it's indoors.
It is a beautiful building.
Oh, well, that's and it's a small class, right?
And it's only our class. You don't have to sit through any other
that's
programs.
A different Keep in
story.
Mind, it's only one third of the way through. They'll drop 10 or 12 by then.
Chris, I've got some important, because I do plan on, I would honor our man here by coming down and enjoying that graduation. My question is, open bar?
I think we'd set up a party for all of us after. We could go somewhere as a team.
The Maryland tradition, Mike, is the graduation is at noon with a 2-drink minimum. It's, Mike, you want to stay for the show.
How many students in your class? How many?
39 now?
43. Oh, that's nothing. No, that's I had good. To sit through 280. I always thought I felt sorry for the parents that have the kids that's like you were Zavallos. So you were the last one.
Very end.
My God.
We had
horrible.
I think 510 in our class.
And you were SpeeWax.
Yeah, so but you know, you but remember, I think it was in the L's that we had a thunderstorm and they just called it. So I never got up to the stage.
Remember he left. He told us he just left. He was so proud
of it. I talked about, and incidentally, to the 2015 class at Kettle Run High School, I tip my cap to you. Congratulations, kids. What a fine, fine.
Nice.
You hear a lot of people talk about this generation. There's some great smart kids out there, and I'm very optimistic about the future. Well, I really am.
I think that generation. It's Pony's generation that screwed up.
Pony's generation. What you were the class? What was your high school class, Pony?
I was 2002.
Yeah.
2002 the definitive slacker class
the lost
in the
generation.
History of mankind.
Yeah. It's a palindrome, though, so I have that going for me.
Mike, I found... Well, one, you'd enjoy the graduation because you'd be able to talk to genuine fighter pilots out of the Naval Academy.
Know how I feel about those guys.
And
that's very, very cool.
Just found out because there's people that just are humble in life and don't really like to talk about what they've done.
Like us, Mike.
Not us, but... There's a one-star general in our class. I didn't know that. Yeah. I just didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
He doesn't show up in his uniform?
No. He's just
big hat.
He's just so nice. I was like, I didn't put two and two together. Someone had to tell me that.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, that I'm going to get an MBA. But I'm not going to be able to get this MBA as long as that Bolivian bastard is sitting in front of me taking up all of my class time. Santana, you son of a bitch.
This is the guy, Mike, when he graduates, they're going to put the huge American flag behind the stage. He's going to stand up there.
How dare you guys, bunch of jerks.
No bastard ever died.
What is it?
No bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. Exactly. He won that war by making the other dumb, poor bastard die for his country.
And when you put your hands, Mike, into a pile of goo.
Goo, that's your friend's face.
It's George C.
Scott.
I can't
tell you guys anything.
Oh, well, no. I mean, I'm proud. I, like a son, I am proud of you. I brag about you.
I
brag
awesome.
About you to all of these educated folks that I hang around with all the time.
Appreciate it.
I think it's wonderful. And the one thing I will tell you is that a workman, I will not tell you who he works for or what he does, but up here, he was at my house. Well, I probably just tipped my hand because I said the cable guy was here.
Cable guy.
Mike, it wasn't the cable guy. It was the guy that installs the stained glass windows.
Yeah.
He just volunteered this. He volunteered this because we got on the subject of, he made a comment about our house and how neat Mrs. O'Mara has the house.
Oh.
And she does have this this house in very, very good shape. And he said, well, you know who the filthiest people are? Doctors and lawyers.
Really?
That's what he
That's
said.
That's great.
That's what he said, yeah. Went to a doctor's house, cat piss everywhere, all over the entire house. That's what it was, yes. So I just thought I'd pass
did
that
you,
along.
Did you light him up? Did he give you the full package?
No, he's coming back. He's going to be popping back in here.
Oh, you made friends.
I'm excited. I've got the magic of all this wireless technology that's going to be, you know, you've heard a lot of commercials about it. And, I'll give him a plug, even though I'm not getting paid for it. DirecTV got the lady on the phone and said, well, because you are a valued customer and you moved the location from Florida up here and you're using all your own stuff, we're going to upgrade you to our wireless.
Hmm.
And so I'm not connected by cables anywhere.
Nice.
I just
is that all you got?
I have a tiny little TV that I move from one room to the other, and I take it in there. And it's very, very cool. I mean, it's new to me.
The upgrade is all you got?
Me.
The upgrade is all you got?
Yeah. What am I supposed to get?
You should say, we have Fios in my neighborhood, and we're looking at that, and they offer a lot, and I was wondering if perhaps you could maybe give me some free pay channels for a few months.
See, I don't do what you do. I was happy to get the guy originally
That's
told me it was a
greedy.
$99 upcharge.
Is it?
And
you know what's greedy? Charging Mike to watch television, something that used to be free. That's greed. I say take what you can get. Coming from business school, you're going to learn this.
I agree.
It's okay.
So what I do want to apologize to you guys because I gave the idea of going to school was really more work for me, not the guys. And when I have to reach
out to
you.
That's what I thought at the outset.
When I have to reach out to you guys and say, look, we have what they call a 360 evaluation of my strengths and weaknesses. They said to reach out to the most important people in your life, and I had, including Tomo and Ponyboy here.
And it was an interesting evaluation, Pobo. And I'm going to... This is going to, this cannot be done in one break, so we have to actually kick this into the next one, but I wanted to say one thing.
Right.
So Oscar has... this is the dynamic of the show. These two guys are based in Washington, D.C., and yeah. I'm wherever I am. And that's right. the way it happens. So I see you briefly, you know, one-on-one. And that's why it's always a pleasure to come to Washington, D.C. and hang out with you guys. But by and large, it's you two in a room together.
Yes.
And Oscar, at some point, maybe about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, inquires as to whether we have completed this online survey.
Because he put the thumb screws to us right after yesterday's
yeah,
show.
Yeah, but you, but let me tell you, when the thumb screws are put to you, you are so responsive. I've always said this. You won't do anything on your own, but when you're told to do something, when you're told to do something, you'll do it. And sometimes that pisses me off because I'm running around, I'm getting cables, I'm getting power
Mike,
cords, I'm getting
life.
TV monitors,
you're
it's true. And I'm running around and dealing with a 22-year-old and just being 55, you know,
yes.
and the fact that and so I'm running around and getting all this stuff done. And I get the text, and Oscar's like, "Did you guys complete that survey just yet?" And then then Rob.
Yes, I did. I did. It's all done. Thank you. Thank you. Don't hurt me, George. Don't hurt me, George. Don't
all
hurt
I
me,
do,
George.
Mike, I have a list of things that I do every day to prepare for the following day's show, and I put that to the top of my list.
Thank
it
you.
Was the first
Mike.
Thing I did.
Appreciate
and
it.
It's no big deal. And yeah. as he said, Mike, it only
you do, but you put it at the top of your list, and right. I got it late, and then I didn't see the because you know Mr. PhD over here didn't have my correct email address.
The problem so is that,
you
Mike
know,
has
that's sweating a detail that you're going to have to do.
You know, I wish I had business. Known that before I completed the
Mike
survey.
Mike has a exactly. super secret, top secret email.
He does.
That I
well,
don't,
now
I
that's
don't,
great.
Don't,
now get the whole world paying
lots
attention.
Lots of asterisks and ampersands and things
Mike,
like that.
I don't think NORAD could crack it if they wanted to, right?
Thank you.
So when we initially gave it to us, I had put the wrong email in then.
Yeah.
So when I went to search for you, I had to look twice.
The wrong one came
the
up.
The wrong one came up. That's what happened.
And then I tried to forward you my copy of the survey, and it
and
came
you had
up.
Already taken it.
And I didn't know it was going to lock you out.
Survey has been completed. Well, yeah, you'd taken it. That's the way that works. So we took it, and then I had a brilliant idea when I got done taking the 10-minute survey that Oscar told us you had to take for 40 minutes.
Yeah, I'm
sitting
so
there with
sorry.
Question after question after question after question.
Oh,
it was
I'm
a
so
long
sorry.
Survey. My thought was perhaps we can do – that's an anonymous evaluation.
Yes.
That only goes to his
the coach.
His superiors.
The dean.
At the dean at the school.
Hey,
okay?
Look here.
I got to go to the couch. Ba-ba-boo. Yes, sir. Yeah. Everybody loves somebody. Dean's going to evaluate you.
I thought we could go public and have a public evaluation.
Oh,
Oscar,
wow.
From just us. And that includes Rob and me and
oh,
Pony.
No.
I think it's a good
and,
idea.
I think this would be a lot of fun. And Chris, if you want to weigh in, I'd love to just get some sort of insight as to what kind of student he really is. And we'll incorporate that into the whole evaluation of Oscar
this
when we come back.
Not gonna
right?
be perfect.
I think it's a good idea.
It'll be a good time. And Chris, I want you to slow down on the texting while I'm doing a live broadcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll take a break and come back and more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. You with them moves like Jagger. I've got them moves like Jagger. I've got them moves like Jagger. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, Father's Day is June 21st, just around the corner. Guess what? You haven't done anything, have you, you jerk? You need to treat your pop.
What? You haven't done anything for Father's Day. You jerk. It's time to get ready.
You need to treat your pop like the king he is, and there is no better gift than the man great. If your father loves the finer things, there's no finer gift than the ultimate steakhouse experience right in his own backyard. Man Great, 100% cast iron grilling grates. Man Greats turn any barbecue into the ultimate grilling machine. And remember how Dad always told you to watch your money? Ba-ba-ba-boo! Well, you get 40% off all cast iron grates and premium brushes at mangrate.com when you use our code TMOS. He'll be so proud of you. Plus, spend $50 or more this Father's Day with Man Great, and Dad will receive a United States of Bacon t-shirt.
Solid t-shirt.
It's a great one. Dad'll love it.
Solid.
That's a fantastic gift.
Do you want one?
Yes, I do. United States of Bacon. I just didn't see that one coming.
You going to hook him?
I didn't see that one coming.
I know,
I'm sorry. As always, each man grade is 8 pounds of raw cast iron. Anyone will tell you cast iron is the way to cook like a pro. 100% American made and designed to fit on top of virtually any grilling surface. Oh, and don't forget the brush. Mangrade has designed their long bristled brush to always keep your grates in prime grilling condition. Yes, sir.
And it's not just for the grill, Mike. You know, and you just got a television. I have an LCD TV in my bedroom, and the screen gets so dusty. Uh-huh. This wire brush gets that thing looking fantastic.
That's right. That's why your children always complain about the scratch marks. Order by Monday, June 15th, for guaranteed arrival by Father's Day anywhere in the United States. MANGRATE.com and the TMOS code. Make it the tastiest Father's Day ever with Mangrate. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are joined by Oscar Santana and his classmate Chris from the Stephen W.
Robert H. Smith School of
That's
Business.
That's exactly what it is. The Fred, what is it?
Fred Travellino School of Business.
Robert H. Smith School of Business.
Robert H. Smith School of Business, where Oscar is pursuing his course of study so that he can leave us as soon as humanly possible.
Is Bob Smith still around?
No, Robert's no. I have no idea.
His friends called him Bob, I'm sure.
I'll say this.
Called Bob. Yep.
See? Oh. In your face, Oscar.
They ask you a question in one of these evaluations if you are looking to leave your current employer, employee, or place of business. And I wrote, no, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. Just to confirm.
What if you want applause for that?
I would feel mighty screwed.
I just want to make me feel a little better about the situation.
I would feel mighty screwed if that was the case. So we did this evaluation, and Oscar wanted us to be brutally honest.
Yes.
And I think it came out smelling like a rose on mine, I'm pretty sure. And, you know,
I just went straight down neutral. I didn't want to make an
We're
opinion.
Not supposed to give the details.
What
We're
are
not
the questions
the
on your... Because I don't get to see your side.
Well, the thing
the
is, and
evaluation.
This needs to be said, Mike. He said,
first one was the survey, who's a pretty girl?
That's right. And that question kept coming up. It was at the top of every page. Mm-hmm. Oscar said this survey, and I quote, 10 minutes tops. And when I looked at the first page, I said, he's about right. And then I realized this thing had more pages than the Senate because it just kept going and going and going
will
and
this
going.
Will this affect your grade?
No.
This is just a personality profile on your strengths and weaknesses.
And you know, Chris, you may have a better perspective on this. This 360 evaluation and all these evaluations, your coach is supposed to lead you down and help you break down the information to help you become a better leader, correct?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So actually, right, well, if we were good. To grade that's you good. Poorly on something, that would help you more because it knows
that's why I
where
said
to focus.
Ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was honest. I was honest.
As was I.
And, you know, and the thing about it is, you're in the right program. I can tell by taking that survey because the questions were, many of them about your things that I think you are strong with on our, you know, with our particular business.
Huh.
So that was a good thing. And then, yes, go ahead.
That said, I got a text from Pony last evening, and I'm thinking this was probably after a
did gin. Pony take the survey too?
Pony did. And,
was that a gin survey?
I think it was a gin survey because it just got, you know, I get delete, and I look at it, and he has highlighted from the survey. Demonstrates emotional self-control when frustrated or stressed. And then Tony texted the word, And I replied, be nice.
I would rather you be honest.
And
what
I was.
What were the options?
Well, let's do the evaluation.
Okay.
And not from the survey. Let's do an evaluation of Oscar's business skills. Rob, I have no idea where to start with this.
Well,
but
one thing is that our survey will be easier to take because I got the impression that survey was set up by someone that was trying to trick me. Because normally on a survey, if you want someone to come off smelling like a rose, if you put strongly agree all the way down, that's the way to do it. But then it would say, he is good with people. Strongly agree. All right.
Let's do this. Because you could go on for 10 hours doing that, and I'm not even understanding what you're talking about. So I think the best thing to do is for me to ask.
There, but...
About 3 hours later. But it's just like when
really?
You were talking to me about your. Yeah, it's like when you were talking to me about your printer the other day, and I tune out like within 5 seconds.
You know what? It must be really bad if I spoke to someone who was impatient.
I would be more than willing to. Put myself out on the platter.
If I
too.
Could get a copy of that evaluation later in the semester, would you all take it?
Absolutely.
Like we could take it on.
No, humans? It's too dry. It's too dry.
Okay.
It wouldn't be entertaining. I think what we should do, we should go around the room right now, and we'll start with your friend Chris, because she will be brief. I know that, because she doesn't want to say anything out of school on this show. But I will say, how do you rate Oscar as a student so far, Chris? He's in the class with you. How do you rate him as far as a participant? Is he an active participant in class?
He is very active.
Yeah.
I would rate him as an excellent student.
Excellent student.
Very high praise.
I'll take it.
And he's, you know, to be honest, his background is probably quite unusual compared to some of the other students that are in the class. So my question would be, he doesn't stand out as far as in a negative way, right? He's fit in with some of these captains of industry.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say he's actually, but that's what makes him so excellent. He doesn't take over the discussion or anything.
He just participates, and
this is he always has something great to say, and gets to the point.
Yeah, I like this.
So he doesn't dominate,
please. Really?
He does not dominate the classroom. No.
Hmm. Now, how about this? Have you been in like a study group with him?
You jerks. I have not been in a study group. No.
But you're familiar with some of his work and some of the stuff he's done.
Yes.
Would you say he is better as an in-person communicator or as a written communicator?
Ooh, I would say he's better in person.
Yeah. I would say that as well.
Yeah, so would I.
I would think so.
How often in class do you smell liquor on his breath?
Two jerks.
No,
I
I'm
sit
sorry.
Two
That's
rows behind him.
Good answer.
I get residual That's effects great. Back there.
Hey, I
he
do
is
remember,
so into it.
I yes, remember one of the actual questions, and you can go strongly disagree, disagree, neutral, et cetera, et cetera. against this statement. Oscar never acts inappropriately in a business situation.
Mm. Now, that's a gray area for us because we...
Why is that a gray area? I'm curious.
Because we get paid to go to bars and hypothetically black out if we have to.
Oh, that's true. That's right? true as far as our in our yes. world.
Yeah, right? but I'm in talking about in her experience.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's fair.
So want to frame it again, Rob, as
yes.
far as that?
In school.
Oscar never acts inappropriately in a business situation.
Agreed.
There you go.
Ah, but not all right, strongly. That's great.
By the way, that was my number one
Didn't
answer.
Take it all the way up to the end. Strongly.
Well, because this is what got me nervous is there was a impromptu happy hour at the patio of our hotel. I want to say two weekends ago.
I remember hearing about this. Yeah, you did not expect it. Yeah,
and I didn't expect it. And what I realized at that happy hour is that. A lot of my cohort mates thought I was like this, like stuck
what
up.
Is that? A cohort mate, really? We got to lose that.
That's the term, fellas. Classmates thought that I was like this, like aloof, stuck up guy that wasn't any fun. And
so you went to the happy hour on the patio.
Yeah, so I went there, and then one of the
opened
guys
opened the door up, and like they're all there. Oh, here he comes. Everybody, wait a minute.
No, none of that. And one of the guys...
Hide the tequila. Old stick up his butt is here.
And one of the guys... And one of the guys was like, hey, I actually listened to your show. Like, it's pretty funny. And I said, oh well, cool. I appreciate it. It's nice. But he did it like whispering to me. And then one of the other guys said, yeah, what's your show about? And I explained to him that, you know, it's like four guys busting balls, having a great time. He said, well, give us an example of your shtick. So I went into like...
Technically, it's three guys. I love Pony to death.
Without Pony, it's three guys. To yeah. be
I
fair.
Thought he was talking about Mac.
Yeah. Okay. So...
What's going on?
So... that's why it's three guys.
That's right.
So I went into like the chauvinist shtick. And I think that's probably where that goes to agree. So
yeah.
instead of
yeah.
strongly
okay.
agree.
Yeah, all
right.
I get it.
I mean, that's all good. Right. And she was honest.
But
I appreciate
everybody
that.
Loved it except for right. one young lady.
I think I will conduct this survey right now, and we will be this will be painless, but I think this is important. So let's go around the room. I'll go first.
Okay.
You turn it to me at the end, Rob, and you ask me the same kind of questions. All right. I'll ask you first. Pony, what do you think as a coworker Oscar's strengths are, in our world.
I would say he's an excellent organizer. He's great at deciding what needs to be done and making sure that it gets executed on time. And he's an excellent analyst.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. And what do you think his weaknesses are as a... he's kind of your direct supervisor. Mm-hmm. So as a manager, yeah. What do you think his weaknesses are?
You have complete... By the way, it's carte blanche. No worries.
Before you start, and take your time and pause, because I think we need some appropriate mm-hmm. music for
yes.
it. To create the mood that Pony's experiencing in his own brain right now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not the right. We'll do this one. Okay.
That's Better. Good. That's perfect. Okay. I would say
no threat of retribution.
His rage. Pure rage. No. He gets frustrated and flustered when something isn't going as smoothly as he would like it to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that can be, you know, that can work in your favor, but yeah. sometimes it can work against you as yeah. well.
Do you think when I rage out...
I have to stop you yes. right there. You're not invited to this discussion.
Oh, okay.
This is your evaluation.
Is he not on the other side of the figurative one-way glass?
Yes, he's like watching us. This is the research study that he's looking at. And,
right.
So okay. I'll ask Rob the same question. The strong points of Oscar Santana.
Physical beauty. And
I was going to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Strength.
Thank you.
Strength is, you know.
No, I would say Oscar's strength in business also mirrors one of his greatest strengths in broadcasting, which is the ability to think ahead, mm-hmm. almost like mm-hmm. a great chess player. He can see what's happening in the world of business. He can see what's happening in a radio show, and he's ready to meet it. And he is almost never... caught unaware, and I think that is a most amazing quality.
Supernatural,
very natural, yeah. The supernatural, mm-hmm. not really supernatural.
It's beyond. It's scary how.
But he can definitely he can see things coming and mm-hmm. grab onto trends like that. Also, yeah, a tremendous organizer and great at delegating tasks to the people that should do them, because he can recognize strengths in others.
All right, very good.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready to be interviewed now,
Mike.
Yes.
Since
hi,
how are you?
I'm wonderful. How have you been?
Wonderful. Did you have trouble parking?
Not at all. I'm in my bedroom now.
Oh, good. You'll note that we...
In Maine. How do you? Go figure that. Isn't that exciting?
You'll note that we put a small bowl of lozenges in front of you in case you get peckish. Now, since that's what they do at record research surveys. Since I covered Oscar's strengths, you've worked with Oscar for quite some time.
Oh, you didn't get to his weaknesses.
No, I'd like for you to tackle that.
No, you're going to have to do this fear of conflict. You're going to have to get to his...
just following your lead.
You're going to have to do it. So get to
I
it.
I don't like
get
this button.
As far as his weaknesses, it's not that he is an impatient man, but he has trouble... sometimes wrapping his head. No, I'll say all the time. He has trouble accepting the weaknesses of others at times. And it is the same strength that he can see strength in others. If he expects you to be able to do something and you can't, he doesn't take that well.
Right.
And also...
that's what I love about him,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, but that so maybe it is a strength. You know what he's done? He's taken a negative and turned it into a positive. And also...
Cindy, you backpedal right there.
Mike,
it's interesting, your analysis of his weaknesses, of what it's telling about you.
And his other weakness, Mike, is, of course, physical beauty.
Physical beauty. Thank you very much. All right,
how can I take this man seriously? It's like sitting in a room with Enrique Iglesias.
All right, I'm ready for strengths. I'm going to do strengths. Here we go.
All right, Mike, if you don't want a lozenge, you may now address Oscar's strengths.
This is a compliment. He's going to like this compliment, too. One of the things that I enjoyed working with Don Geronimo was Don Geronimo's ability to spot trends and mm-hmm. get ahead of trends.
Thanks.
He does that from a pure broadcaster standpoint. That's terrific, because I don't pay any attention to that, and I'm not good at it, and it's great to have somebody waltz in and really stay on point when it comes to the trends of the day. And it actually, even though I'll disagree with it and sometimes it'll drive me nuts, it's very good to have on the show. So that's one that I have.
He's normally about 4 or 5 days ahead. He really is.
Yes.
I'm bracing myself now.
The other thing, let me see, another positive organizational skills as far as business is concerned. He has taken the analytics, the metrics for our business, and really put them in a wonderful, organized way to make them easy to understand and know what we need to do, know what our goals are. And he's goal-oriented, and he's gotten us on track business-wise. He's done a fantastic job. He's a super networker. He knows how to network with people outside of the industry that we're in, and that has benefited us amazingly on the Mike O'Mara Show. He does a fantastic job with that. And let me see. Another thing that he does on a regular basis is he kicks a little ass, and I need somebody on the ground in Washington to do that for me, and I know that it's getting done.
I never, ever don't have Oscar's back when it comes to dealing with business issues, because I know he's doing it before. He tells me all the time, but I know he's doing it too, because he feels it as much as I do, and I love that that passion.
So those are the positives.
Those are the positives, yes.
Do you have anything you want to add in the box at the bottom of the survey?
Let me give him a ding for the positives.
You jerks.
Let me see. The negatives. He does not respond well to criticism, constructive or otherwise. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it at all. None of us do in this business, but he doesn't like it. And that's, we all could improve on that.
True.
We all react to criticism. That's not a big deal to me. Pretty much, he listens to other points of view, and I think he. Quite often, it's Oscar's way or the highway, and that gets a little frustrating for me sometimes. That's very, very difficult. But that's also not something that I really worry about that much. And then the last one, and this is my number one negative quality for Oscar Santana, is punctuality.
True.
I'm going to stab him in the eye one day if he's late again. I'm going to do that. And I know he's not punctual. He's punctual for things he cares more about. That's the way I look at it.
But Mike, I think a great thing.
Like, if he's got a business meeting about the Mike O'Mara show, he'll be 20 minutes early for the business meeting. As far as the show itself, when we're all waiting to open the microphones, where the hell is he? Where the hell is he? That's what I want to know.
A great takeaway from this, for someone who doesn't take constructive criticism very well, I'm sure he's benefited from this segment.
This has been great.
I hope so. I certainly. But we love him. And the other thing I will say, generosity, loyalty, all kind of good stuff. A true man. A man. As far as a guy that stands up and does things that other men should do. It doesn't happen even in our society anymore. Oscar does that, and that's what I love about him more than anything
else,
is that he's a true man, and he's a pleasure to have on our team. And this whole NBA thing, we're making a lot of fun of it today, but I'll tell you, I think it's fantastic, and we are extremely proud of a guy improving his stature in life, and I think that's fantastic. And Rob, something you might want to seriously think about in some way.
Here, here.
Like getting a second language or something like that. Do something. Get off your ass and do something, for God's sake.
You know, Mike, actually, it's been a pretty good run. I think I'm just going to ride it out.
All right. There you go. It's okay. I'll be with you the whole way. All right. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Tony Perkins.
No, he's not. He's Gary Stein. And on this week's episode, he reveals he's got a hairy belly.
Oh, God. Like, that's something?
No, it's not something. I saw it, folks. Be glad you're just listening to this week's episode. It's really hairy. Check us out at TonyPerkinsShow.com or subscribe on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
It's disturbing.
Do you think he'll show his belly at Blues Alley?
Blues Alley. Wow, Mike, you're going to miss it. But we'll
I know.
There.
I saw that you guys are going to be at Blues Alley with Gary Stein's beautiful wife. She's beautiful. What a beautiful picture.
Sarah Partridge.
That was.
She's a knockout.
Sarah Partridge and a wonderful singer at Blues Alley. When are you guys going to be there? Let's get a plug in.
It's
for
Thursday night, 8 o'clock, and I think there's a 10 o'clock
show
as well.
Show, yes.
Yeah, the tickets are still available coming out. I know that
you're
Tony
going to the 10 o'clock show, Rob?
I'll be at the 8.
I'll be at the 10.
Oscar will be there. I will be there. And I know that Tony and Gary are actually hosting the evening.
Rob, so, you should go to the 10.
You're right. I'll
you
be there.
You should go to the 10. Let's
count on it. You want to ride? You can go with me.
What was great is, and I know that Rob, he lives in Leesburg, right? So he's got to come all the way back out here. And I get a text from Gary. He's like, is Rob going to make it out? And I said, in class, I should know a couple hours, right? And I'm texting Rob to ask him, like, let's confirm or not confirm.
Right.
Gary called Rob as soon as I texted him.
Right away.
And just browbeat him into go. And clearly he was going to go. Browbeat him.
It was not really a browbeating. It was more of a, just wanted to confirm you're going to be there so I can mention it on Facebook.
We're team players.
We are team players. We wouldn't miss it.
That's good stuff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Next Issue. Next Issue is awesome. I have been reading Next Issue because Vanity Fair is part of their family of magazines at nextissue.com. This is the best way to get all of your magazine content, and I love it. And if you want to know everything there is to know about Caitlyn Jenner, that is probably one of of the biggest pop culture stories in many, many years.
Yep.
It's all over Vanity Fair. They've got the exclusive. They've got the photos. And Next Issue has Vanity Fair. So please check it out there. Next Issue puts all your favorite magazine titles with unlimited and instant access right on your tablet or your phone. Next Issue satisfies any and every interest. Sports, ESPN Magazine, Sports Illustrated, Ski, Surfer, and more. Follow fashion with Allure, Vogue, Elle, Cosmo, just to name a few. Plus, People, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, National Geographic, the aforementioned Vanity Fair, Consumer Reports, so many more. Plans start at less than $10 a month, and one account can be shared by up to 5 devices, so it's great for families. It's a buffet of magazines, binge read without limits or clutter. Plus, you can cancel at any time, but you'll never want to. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/TMOS now. Discover the app and give you it gives you all the articles and stories that fit all of your interests. That's over a $15 savings. nextissue.com/TMOS. Please check it out today.
News.
The hot new social media trend is the hold a Coke with your boobs challenge. Really? Is anybody aware of this?
I'll do some research right now.
Yeah, I guess
not
you
a
will.
Clever name, but we'll let it slide since the entire point is for women to post topless, squeezing a can or bottle of Coke between their boobs. According to the official Facebook page, the point is to raise awareness for breast cancer, but it seems like it's more for showing off. Apparently, no one's gone fully nude yet, and it appears some women have done it in a bra or bikini top, but most did it topless with their nipples strategically covered by pasties or hair or even Coke bottle caps. This is becoming very popular. Models are doing this. Celebrities
cancer,
are doing
that's
this.
That's the way I look at it.
And I'm guessing, yeah. Mike, the hair that covered the parts was hair from their head.
Yes, yes.
Just hoping.
One would hope.
One would hope.
Both Coca-Cola and the Breast Cancer Foundation have announced they have nothing to do with this. It looks like it was started by a company called Elite Talent Referral. Would you like to know what they do for a living? They scout for porn talent. So this is probably going to stop before it gets any.
Guys are into
any
this as well,
traction.
Which I love.
Yeah, oh, guys are doing it.
Look at this guy.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, that is hilarious.
That's awesome.
Wow, I could do it with a 2-liter bottle.
I
love it.
I just talked in our Next Issue commercial about Vanity Fair. They released more of their interview with Caitlyn Jenner yesterday. She discusses what she wanted out of her first photo shoot as a woman. She says, quote, "You never want to look like a guy in drag. You never wanted to look like a guy in a dress, okay? If you're going to do that, come out. You really have to look the part. You have to look very feminine. You have to be able to, what I call, my presentation, extremely important because it puts people at ease. And if you can do that, okay, people are at ease. They're just comfortable being around you." And she was satisfied with the results as well. I can see that.
Sure.
I think for, the bottom line, this Caitlyn Jenner is in her 60s. So
yep.
I would be satisfied
together.
Too.
Yeah.
They spared nothing doing it right, and the wardrobe, everything involved were just, the people were just great. The pictures came out over the top great, and once again, I think that's quite a positive. It truly, truly is, and I'm very, ever since I saw the Diane Sawyer interview, I salute Caitlyn Jenner for doing this, and people are still, even on the Fox News channel, still tongue-in-cheek, kind of smirky, and people still have to get a little educated on this issue. So way to go, Caitlin. Bobby Flay was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Tuesday, just the other day, but unfortunately his nasty public divorce battle overshadowed his celebration. Literally.
What happened?
This is nasty.
What happened?
He's on the he has the big ceremony.
Sure.
And by the way, he's a chef. He's not a movie star, but he's getting a star. So
and Mike,
a big
be clear,
deal.
He's barely a chef. What he was a racetrack tout.
Yeah. Bobby Flay, while accepting his star, the first for a celebrity chef, a plane flew over the ceremony with a banner that read cheater.
Oh, no.
That's cold. Is
that
not cold?
Is.
The embarrassing moment comes amid the Food Network star's bitter divorce battle with estranged wife, Stephanie March. According to Page Six, Flay, who is 50, allegedly was cheating on the Law & Order Special Victims Unit actress with his assistant, Elise Terrell. Terrell is a singer-actress, worked as a hostess at his bar, Bar Americaine, in 2008.
Mike. Let's put that in quotes. She's a hostess.
Flay's rep, however, has continued to deny the accusations, insinuating they've been planted by March. She's 40, and she's battling her husband. They've been married 10 years, and they're fighting over the prenup. So that's what's going on. But that's it doesn't get more nasty.
And you know, you can look all around the wide world. There's not a lot of nice things said about Bobby Flay. So
no, there's not. No,
best
there's
wishes not. To everybody involved.
And I never could figure him out anyway as a TV personality. I always thought he came across as kind of a dick.
Yeah, you know? not a fan.
I like, to be fair, I like my guys like Emeril. Like, if I'm going to watch anything, I got to see a guy that actually eats the food.
Yeah, right? I like a guy that, and I like that kind of goofy, jovial chef as opposed to Bobby Flay. It's like, I want to put some chilies on my meat. And he always seems like a spoiled brat whenever I see him.
Well, I mean,
the
name of his show is Beat Bobby Flay. That's a dick title right there.
This is a good story. And, you know, fill in the blanks. A Georgia Hooters waitress who donated her kidney to a customer she had known for only 3 months said the organ is working amazingly post-surgery.
Wow.
This is the lady's name, Mariana Villarreal, who serves tables at the Hooters in Roswell. She said she struck up a friendship with customer Donald Thomas while her own grandmother was suffering kidney problems similar to those faced by Thomas. Villarreal said her inability to help her grandmother spurred her decision when she learned about Thomas's troubles. She said, "Well, I have two kidneys. Do you want one of mine?" I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any small print on this. She was not able to do anything for her grandma. She said, "I couldn't do anything for grandma," Villarreal said. "If Don can live two more years happy as he's ever been, that's fine with me. That's not up to me. I did my part. Now it's God's turn to keep him alive." The two went into surgery last Friday. Isn't that cool?
My mom is a kidney donor. She donated a kidney to her sister. And what I didn't realize is that it is a much more invasive surgery for the donor than the recipient.
Yeah.
So you're
taking your life in your hands.
That
though.
Is
you
an
really
amazing,
are.
Amazing offer. And I hope he gets a lot more than 2 years out of it. That is fantastic.
And I hope she gets more than your average, like 20% tip. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
True
Thank
enough.
You very much. A sex education teacher has drawn the ire of parents after taking students on a field trip to an adult novelty store in Minneapolis. Gaia Democratic School Director, I guess that's the right pronunciation. This lady's name is Starry Hedges. S-T-A-R-R-I, Starry Hedges.
I guarantee you she's held a Coke can in her boobs.
She took about a dozen middle and high school age students to the Smitten Kitten last week.
I'd
like to be in that class.
Find a picture,
buddy. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. She told the Star Tribune that she wanted to provide a safe and welcoming environment for students to learn about human sexual behavior. She says the field trip offered access to products that can be used to practice safer sex.
Wow.
Well, you can get those in a CVS, too, lady.
That's true.
Or the nurse's office.
Or at Amazon.com through the Mike O'Mara Show page.
Lucky you.
She says some students bought condoms, so she's in big trouble with the parents right now, and I can understand that.
Yeah, well, you know, you really don't want to do that until you're at least a junior.
Well, they have more than condoms, according to their website here.
The Smitten Kitten. That's right. Yeah. Field trip for the Mike O'Mara Show. And now a little something. Police say a man who set up a drunken driving checkpoint complete with road flares while pretending to be a Pennsylvania state trooper was actually drunk himself. Wow. Alcohol, you demon. Troopers say 19-year-old Logan Shawless
19
of Somerset parked his vehicle diagonally across State Route 601 in Pennsylvania and set up road flares at about 4 a.m. A motorist who stopped says Shawless claimed he was a trooper and demanded to see a driver's license, registration, and insurance papers.
So great.
God. When real troopers arrived, police say Shawless tried to hand a BB pistol to the car's passenger, and this was his quote, said, "I can't get caught with this." Hey, 19. He faces charges including drunken driving, impersonating a public servant, and unlawful restraint. He remained jailed Tuesday. Online court records don't list an attorney for him. That's because they're all running away. Nobody's going to defend this douche. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fest is back. New studio, new sound, stereophonic, technicolor, all around more Mermelstein. Every Monday, download it from iTunes or from the TMOS app. Just two clicks and you can be caught up with more. Sponsored in part by, do you enjoy water sports, but the sea doesn't agree? Try Captain Jack, attorney at law.
I don't know.
What the hell was that?
I have no idea.
That's not a real sponsor.
No, it's not. It's one of his made up ones.
It's a shtick.
It's just not funny shtick.
That doesn't make sense.
All right, I hate to say this.
Oh, here
no,
we go.
No. Be nice.
Book Serta for the show tomorrow.
Oh!
I'm sorry. We haven't talked to him in a while, and then I heard he was going to be dark for 3 months with a new studio built. I want to find out what's going on in his world.
Have you ever made a really bad decision?
Yep.
Yeah.
Book Serta. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. You know that guy who's got the perfect look. You know the guy that's just always seeming to have it together. Or you go to people's houses, and you see the neat little stuff, and you always wonder where they get
gadgets.
It. Let me tell you about a great, great website. touchofmodern.com. This is the future. I swear to God, this is the most amazing website. Millions of people have already made it their source for daily discovery of fascinating one-of-a-kind products at prices you will not believe. We all love the site.
Yes.
It's always cool, always changing. If you are a watch lover like I am, you can linger on that site. Linger longer. We are constantly drawn back to the site to see what's new. Touch of Modern scours the globe for unique design-focused products to forge your style. They've got tech gadgets, sleek iPhone cases, accessories, new and vintage watches, sexy home decor, men's fashion and accessories. They've got one section with fireplaces on there that are these desktop fireplaces.
They stand alone.
They stand alone.
Cool.
I got to get some of these.
So
they
cool.
are so, so very very cool. And the prices are very, very reasonable. You should really check it out. You'll be James Bond cool, David Beckham cool. It's the cool that says you've made it, and I think you'll love this. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane, baby!
Nice.
touchofmodern.com. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, June 3, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Normally when the vault closes, the music stops, but today the music escaped the vault, and let me tell you why.
Why is that?
This has never been released. It was recorded at Keith Richards' birthday in 1970. The Rolling Stones did a jam of Brown Sugar, which was a relatively new record then, and lead guitar on this is Eric Clapton. He's playing on Brown Sugar. And they're coming out with a remastered version of Sticky Fingers in a week or so, full of extras, and this is one of the cornerstone pieces on it.
Oh, Brown Sugar, man. I mean, that is... You can't like rock and roll if you don't like this record.
No, but not only is it great that it's got Eric Clapton on slide guitar, Bobby Keys is on sax, and it reminds you that when they sit down and just impromptu play a song,
yes,
they're still the greatest rock and roll band in the world. They're just a great, great organization.
I sometimes think I'm foolishly wishing for the pendulum to swing back. I just want more rock and roll. No, I want more rock and roll.
I don't know that we'll ever get this again.
I don't think so.
You know why? Because you've got four or five guys in that band that really could have made it as solo acts.
Absolutely.
And it takes a lot of...
Society's too selfish.
Well, you got to swallow a lot of pride to work with guys that are that talented. Mm-hmm. That same thing happens here, Mike. That's what I always say. But let's move on.
Yo-ho!
Let's move on, Mike. Here's another clip from the AANR. Do you remember them? The American Association of Nude Recreation.
Oh, gross. These people are so disgusting.
Well,
God,
Mike,
I
know that you are shaking your head and you're up there in Maine and you're thinking that nude recreation is not for you. But let me play you this and see if I can't change your mind. Here's why nudism works, all right?
Nude recreation helps your body relax faster. When your clothes come off, so do many of the cues holding you to the working world. This is why so many people say they get a week's worth of vacation in just one weekend at an anti-nudist club. When they spend a week nude, it's like getting a month's vacation. Are you ready to take off with us? Remember, your anti membership is your passport to fun for less than the price of a bathing suit.
I love the fact that the AANR refers to themselves as the Aner. Your Aner membership.
Is that a video with that creep?
Yeah, it is. And there's
who's the celebrity he most resembles?
Oh, they don't show him. They just show the really good looking nudists.
Oh, okay. Ooh, so he's just the voice of it, right?
I'm guessing that when the nudist, even when the camera stopped, there was still motion on the screen, if you know
what I
mean.
I think he probably looks like Pat Goss. But it's really not there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He never identified himself, so I don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
Could be anybody.
It's a lifestyle.
Something that was bouncing around on Facebook yesterday. This sort of went under the radar for 6 years. Here's a clip from The Family Guy, the cartoon show,
yes,
from 2009.
Ugh, look, there's Brody Jenner. God, what a douchebag. I can't believe that came out of Bruce Jenner's vagina.
Bruce Jenner is a man.
No, Brian. That's what the press would have you believe, but he's not. Bruce Jenner is a woman. An elegant, beautiful Dutch woman.
So,
whoa.
Just a little look into the future. I just thought
just
that was
some
sort of cool.
Yeah, but yeah. Kind of interesting to go back and look at that.
Now, Kim Kardashian yesterday was being interviewed, and this is really a vote of confidence in the intelligence of Rob Kardashian, her brother, who, right, when she first saw the picture of Caitlyn Jenner, sent it along on a mass text.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
fun.
How Rob Kardashian dealt with that.
So I sent it on a mass text to everyone, and my brother was on it, and he goes, Kim, why are you sending me this? Like, who is this woman? And why do I care? And I was like, Rob, that's Bruce. That's Caitlin.
Kim, can I say? And he says, not he goes.
No, he says.
He goes to the bathroom, you see. He says when he speaks, Kim Kardashian, with all your billions, that's it. He says, okay? Thank you very much.
Says that, goes to the bathroom, and he goes to the bathroom a lot, Damone.
That for, you know, for baby broadcasters and kids out there, you know, so I go, well, why am I coming over? And he goes, because you're late. And I go, well, it's my car. Well, and then he goes, no, it says.
And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, and then you don't use the words, you know? So I go, ooh, and then he says, eh.
Let's close with this, Mike. It's a group of penguins. Have you ever wondered what it would sound like if, when penguins are walking, one of the penguins slips and falls on the ice, and the rest of the penguins make a sympathetic noise? I think you just asked me about this yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did. Of course I did.
So here's the sound of a group of penguins walking on the ice. One slips, and the rest shows sympathy. Stephanie Loftus for sending that along. I'm not sure I would have found
it. Let's hear
that. Here they are, walking on the ice.
This is good.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Buddy, let's get out of here. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, just like we had today, Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Chris, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Good luck with the business school. And for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Whoa, wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.